AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden has invited the parents of Tyre Nichols to the White House. The president spoke with the family by phone Friday before the video of Nichols' fatal beating by police was released. Family attorney Benjamin Crump has just released a video of that call.
He was a hell of a kid. He was a handsome boy.
Thank you. You know, Mr. President, he actually tattooed my name on his arm.
I do know that. Yeah.
Following the release of that video, the Memphis Police Department said it will dismantle a unit composed of three teams of about 30 officers whose stated aim is to target violent offenders in areas of high crime.
The Nichols family called the decision to permanently disband the Scorpion unit appropriate and proportional to the tragic death of Tyre and the next step on this journey for justice. Protesters on Beale Street called it a necessary move. Paul Young is the president of the Downtown Commission and candidate for mayor.
MPD has to make sure that at every level, all officers that are interacting with the people in our communities are equipped emotionally for those interactions.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Memphis.
It has been 1 week since police say a man walked into a dance studio in the Los Angeles area and began shooting. 2 days after that, another shooting to the north. KFMB-TV's Rocio De La Fe from a vigil in Southern California.
These heartbreaking events continue to happen in this nation, and it needs to stop.
18 people lost their lives in those two shootings, 11 in Monterey Park, 7 in Half Moon Bay. Organizers and people from all over San Diego County say they came out here today to stand in solidarity with the Asian community and to stand united against hate and violence. Organizers say they call on the public and elected leaders to stand up against any form of hate.
We want to support the community. There's so much that divides us, that to come together and really talk about unity and peace is really important and powerful.
At least three deaths are being blamed on record rainfall and massive flooding in Auckland, New Zealand. This woman is among about 2,000 people who were forced to sleep on the airport terminal floor because flights were canceled.
We couldn't get out, so no, we've been here for the night. But I feel more for the young families and older people who have been stuck here, and we've all been camping like we were students.
Back here, about 130 people in northern Louisiana are under a mandatory evacuation after a train derailed and at least two cars began leaking hazardous products. State police say there's no word on when the evacuation order will be lifted. The cause of the derailment remains under investigation. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance. MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Introducing a six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code SKY. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code SKY. Or call 800-635-1825. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-208-1312 for a free consultation. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Total Financial Freedom now, 800-208-1312. Call now.
It'll be a championship Sunday in the NFL. Our Steve Kathan says two teams will punch tickets to the Super Bowl.
In the NFC, Pete Prisco of CBS Sports expects an old-school battle.
You have the physical Eagles offensive line because they're great across tackle from tackle. They're the best in the league against that 49ers defense that flies through the football.
In the AFC, the question for CBS's Brady Quinn is how healthy is Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes after an ankle sprain?
What does that mobility look like? How well can the offensive line protect him? Like last week, I thought they did a great job once he did come back in the game after being banged up.
Cincinnati will be looking to make it two straight Super Bowl trips. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Also around the NFL, DeMar Hamlin has a lot to say in a new social media video just released. In the nearly six-minute video, he thanks everyone from the fans to the doctors who treated him in both Ohio and in New York, and he promises fans they will hear from him soon. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Grape wrung out of my tidy whites, actually. But I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Meet me in Madison. Meet me in Madison.
cheap. I'll never forget the way you were looking back at me. For a moment, time stood still.
Elizabeth Mary there in Parking Lot Kiss, starting the hour off with a double dip of Elizabeth Mary. Meet Me at Madison before that. You can meet Elizabeth Mary at the Rooster, the Red Rooster here in Madison on February 7th. She's playing live with her. Are they married?
They're getting married. They're soon, Jimmy.
So there's, you can see Elizabeth Mary with her soon-to-be husband, Paul Schluter, at the Rooster on February 7th. That's going to be a fun show right there.
That is.
What is the wedding? Do you know?
It's coming up. I don't know the exact date, but it's coming up soon. I keep seeing more and more things that it is coming. So
it's coming soon.
Paul Schluter and Elizabeth Mary getting married.
Congratulations. Hey, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. He's Rocker. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. Terry's off tonight, but she does have an interview later on tonight, Rocker, she's going to check in with.
That's right, Jimmy. We still have a couple things coming up. Shawn Michael Dargan, he just walked in the studio. We're going to be talking to him after 7:30. Terry Barr, she's going to be talking with Joe Richter, a Milwaukee-based musician. We're going to learn the surprising way Joe is helping others, plus where you can catch his band's special show. Then faster out of Janesville. We're going to be talking to bassist Jason Pettit, and then live in the Devil's Lair with the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Wail, which is going to be very special, Jimmy. Then Maxine Kevy, 10 to midnight with yours truly, Rocker.
And that is all over the Civic Media Radio Network, including our brand new market that came on air last week up in Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM. and 1590 AM. That AM station, I guess, shoots all the way up into the Door County Peninsula.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one up there. And, you know, now it's WGBW. That's Green Bay, Wisconsin. So WGBW.
Of course, our friends over in Richland Center listening to us on WRCE. And, of course, Oshkosh. We love you up in Oshkosh. I want to go to Oshkosh soon.
Kiss.
Yeah. Absolutely. So great network of stations here on Civic Media. Be sure to check out the website, civicmedia.us, for all the information. A full list of all the shows, all the podcasts are there. While you're there, be sure to stop by the Max Inc. radio page and check out our podcast. A rocker, Frank Bush, is going to be at the Rooster as well on Tuesday, January 31st, with his band Frank Bush and the Names. Here is Frank Bush with Wheelhouse, Hungover, and Heartbroken. Wheelhouse on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Rolling to town in a cloud of dust and a beat up old Chevy, all covered in lust. No one has seen her likes around here. The best thing out of Texas is shine a pot beer. But she said she was a preacher's daughter. She'd forgotten everything that he taught her. All I know, and I don't know much, is I fall in love with every touch. She got her boots on the bar. I've never heard her once complain about the president, government, Pope, or queen. Don't like sleep, frightened of dreaming. I think she's fighting some inner demon. I don't think I can take much more. Spend all my money at the liquor store. She's underage but never gets caught in. I'm hungover and broken hearted. I'm hungover and broken hearted.
They come from the hills, they come from the mouth. Standing in line for that 100 proof, I'm white.
Intimidating appearance, she ain't never been in a fight. Nevertheless, she stays up on the hill. When trouble comes knocking, I know that blood will spill. Yeah, I know that blood will spill.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Such an awesome song, Maggie Shays and Fog from her Fog album in 2022 on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You can catch Maggie Shays, or M. Shays as she likes to be called, on Friday, February 10th with Jay Marston at the Harmony Bar and Grill. That's going to be a good show. So Marston and M. Shays at the Harmony on Friday, February 10th. Before that, we heard the Material Boys. They have a Bluegrass Monday happening at the Malt House on February 20th here in Madison. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday night. It's pretty snowy out there. If you're all driving around, please be careful. Shawn Michael Dragon's going to come in the studio here in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Three locations in the Madison area: Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's sales. SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. And by the Spaceship.tv. See a show, check listings, buy tickets. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Live to internet streaming of all your all your favorite bands. Get all the details and see shows right now at the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. President Biden spoke with the family of Tyree Nichols Friday, and the family lawyer Benjamin Crump released a video of that call.
I hope you guys can come and see me someday. I'd love to meet you.
Well, when you invite us to the White House, we'll be there.
You're invited right now.
Okay.
Well, we'll be there.
A former president has weighed in following the release of the Nichols beating video. Correspondent Skylar Henry in Memphis.
In a tweet, former President Barack Obama called the attack a vicious, unjustified beating and a painful reminder of how far America still has to go in fixing how we police our streets.
A shooting in an upscale Los Angeles community has left at least three people dead and four others wounded.
The evidence at scene, there's casings from guns, so we can confirm that this was a gun battle.
That is Los Angeles Police Department Sergeant Bruce Borihan. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sit to watch you standing. I can't reach to catch your landing. I'm not waiting for the day our two worlds become none. One last push before I pull it. One more time you dodge the bullet. I can't guarantee they'll stay. Our two worlds become none. First you say it's getting better, then you say it's for the best. Now I can't seem to find a way to make you understand the rest. Make you standing. I won't reach to catch your landing. I'm not waiting for the day our two worlds become none. No, I can't bear to see the way our two worlds become none. No, I can't guarantee I'll stay till two worlds become none.
Very nice. Sean Michael Dargan on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Just come out swinging with some live music. I like that. Woo. I like that a lot. Rocker, take it away, brother.
Sean Michael Dargan, by day, is the music advisor for the Wisconsin Union Directorate, and by night, he's a singer-songwriter who has played in many local bands over the years, from the Kissers to the current Beatles tribute, Madison Mystery Tour. A solo artist and much more, here in the studio to tell us about his upcoming album and maybe even play another song. Sean Michael Dargan. Sean, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello, Rocker. Thanks for having me, brother.
My pleasure. Sean, thanks so much for coming in to play the new songs from your upcoming album. For those of our listeners who are not familiar, tell us a little bit about Sean Michael Dargan.
Well, sure. As you mentioned, I'm local. I live right here in Madison. I've been playing music in Madison for 21 years since I moved here, and I was doing it for 21 years before that, probably. I lived in Los Angeles, California before I moved here, but I've lived in Austin and in New York City and Washington, D.C., and I've been doing this since I got out of school. So I've been, taking it as seriously as one possibly can, trying to do my thing and just keep writing songs and playing them for the nice people.
Now, before we get to your new album, you put together the Madison Mystery Tour, and you're performing the Beatles' Red Album along with an all-star orchestra on February 18th at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. Tell us about this upcoming show.
Sure.
About the Madison Mystery Tour.
Well, what you just said is mostly true. I didn't actually assemble the band. I was a latecomer to it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not the newest member, but I've been in the band for about 9 years now.
Okay.
Almost 9 years. The band's been together for a little bit longer than that. They had put out the first two records. They did shows. The mission of the band was to do a live show on the 50th anniversary of every Beatles album.
Nice. Wow.
And we've just finished, we just accomplished that with Let It Be being the last record that we did back in May at the Barrymore Theater.
That'd be really fun to do on stage.
And super fun.
Yeah.
And what's super cool about it is, although the Beatles were a tremendous touring band for, several years, they stopped right in the middle of their career, really right when they were reaching an ascendancy point, when they were putting out some of their best records, Rubber Soul and Revolver, they stopped touring completely. So we're doing things that they never did. How about that?
Right. I mean, their last show was on the rooftop that we saw in Get Back.
Yep.
And before that, it was like
it had been years,
the old style Beatles. And they quit because, gosh, the equipment was so bad back then.
Very hard. I mean, the rigors of touring were the same then as they are now, I'm sure. Even for a band that's as the most popular thing in the world, which they were, it's still exhausting. And they were finding it hard to keep up with their artistic vision and their mission of making new records, writing new songs and putting out new records. And they decided that they would choose that over touring, which was a bold decision to make at the time.
And Sean, another band you were in, was it the Kissers? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I played in the Kissers for about 5 years.
They're fun.
They're fantastic. They're all friends of mine. The band leader, Ken Fitzsimmons, is a dear friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
He and I have written a couple of shows together and written a bunch of songs together, and I played in that band for about 5 years. It was really cool.
Ken's out at Blasthouse.
Yeah, he's with the Madison Music Foundry and Blast House Studio. Yep.
And the Kissers are not playing anymore. I think they played their last show not too long ago, right?
Allegedly. The Kissers have even when I was in the band, the band broke up and went on sabbatical for quite a while and then came back and started doing it again. So I would never write the Kissers off. I would never say they're down for the count.
Those comeback shows, they pack them in, man.
Yeah, they do.
Retirement Sucks Tour.
Right.
Let's talk about your new album, A Little Bit Distracted. What are you being distracted from, and who are you distracting?
Well, that's a great question. I've got two kids, and I find them delightful and very distracting. And I would say, if anything, being a dad has been probably the best job that anyone could ever want. It's certainly the best job I've ever had. But it's a little distracting from my music life, my artistic endeavors. Get put on the side or the back burner just because I've got domestic responsibilities. So I've been a little distracted through the years, and I'll take a year or two or six or ten between records sometimes. And this new record's coming out in April, and it's only been a couple of years since I put one out, so it hasn't been too bad. But I've got ADHD, so I'm always distracted by something.
Are you getting your kids into music, or how are they? How do they look at your music? Tell us about your music and kids.
Absolutely, yeah. Both my kids play. My youngest is a drummer who also plays guitar and bass, but drums are his first love. And my oldest is really a front person who plays bass and guitar. But really, their passion is vocals and being the star. They definitely chip off the old block. They like to perform. It's cool. We did a little family band about about 4 months ago. We did for the talent show at one of my kids' schools. We played one of my songs actually off my last record, and Charlie played bass, and Liam played drums, and I played guitar, and it was really fun.
I was going to say it's like the Dargan family band.
Totally, man. Totally.
All right, so we're going to play another song here, and it looks like the next song we're going to play is That's All the Loving I Need. You actually sent us the music. We were going to play the album version of this, but since you have your guitar tonight.
Sure, let's play it live, right?
Tell us about the song first before we play.
Sure, you know, this. I mean, the song, it's a love song. It's really to my wife, and it's pretty straightforward. I think you'll get the point of it. I moved here from sunny Southern California, and as I look out at this snowscape that we're all experiencing, there's a couple lines in this song that are definitely evocative of what's happening right now.
All right, this here is Sean Michael Dargan live in Max Inc. Radio.
That's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Feeling, shouting, don't you ever doubt it. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Winter's warming, that's all the loving I need. Midwest charming, that's all the loving I need. Memories hazy, a giant bunch of Gerberd daisies. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Dark chocolate Easter bunny, when I'm ready, you're right there. If you love me, that's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Backyard wedding, Wisconsin winter flannel bedding. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need.
That's a beautiful song, Sean Michael Dargan, live on Max Inc. Radio. Your wife must have been ecstatic when she heard that.
She likes that song.
Yeah, I bet. That's awesome. Let's see here. Are we doing another song, or was it just the two songs?
We can do as many songs as you like, brother.
Let's do one more.
Right on.
If we were to do one more song, what would that be?
So this is one more song off my brand new record, which comes out in April. So this one's a little heavier, man. This one's called Permanent Impermanence. Yeah. Nothing lasts, right?
Let's check it out right now.
The things we love will disappear. Nothing lasts forever. Nature's finest engineer pulling on the lever. Ending will commence. Permanent impermanence. We're only here for
commence. Permanent impermanence.
Sean Michael Dargan, live on Max Inc. Radio. Sean, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Oh, you know it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
It's my first time meeting you, and I look forward to the next time.
Right on.
And please, sign our door, or the station's door.
Oh, you know that I will. Yeah.
Hey, wait. Where can we find you online?
You can find me at SeanMichaelDargan.com.
And that's where the new music will be posted?
Yep. It's available. You know, the new single is up on Bandcamp, which is a really artist-friendly delivery vehicle. But, of course, it's also available on Spotify and iTunes and Orchard, all of your online digital delivery vehicles.
Did you hear that, folks? Bandcamp is an awesome vehicle delivery for music. You heard it from Sean.
I love
Bandcamp.
It pays the artist. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And they have the free Bandcamp Fridays or whatever too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can listen for free, but you can easily pay the artist, and Bandcamp actually sends money to every artist when they make sales, which is certainly not the case with Spotify all the time. So
that's unheard of these days. Yeah. Sean, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thanks again.
Rocker, what's coming up next hour? We got Faster, Faster, Faster coming up at 8:30.
That's right. And then live in the Devil's Lair with the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Whale and Max and Kevy, 10 to midnight with yours truly, Rocker.
And coming up just after the top of the hour here, after 8 o'clock, we're going to hear an interview that Terry Barr recorded with Joe Richter, another local musician out of Milwaukee, actually. Looking forward to that. Sean, thanks again. Let's hear some Mascot Theory right now. Best is yet to come. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stumble around like ghosts in the dark. Around about journeys that end with a start. Karma do deeds to be done. Soaking up rays from an indifferent sun. Now the planets don't care if we win or we lose. Out in the distance, obstructed from view. And I'm treading for days like a log on the sea. And I can't save the world, and the world can't save me. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Just trying to find the philosopher's stone. But the more I create, well, the less I control. Perpetual light of diamonds and dust. Like a shiny new metal that reflects, then it rusts. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. I can see this fight, but it won't kill the world. Like a moth to a flame, I come back for more. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. That's the Mascot Theory on Max Inc. Radio from Every Sign of Life. Mascot Theory has been dropping singles here and there throughout the last couple of months. Good stuff. Be sure to check them out online. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison: Monona Drive, O'Dana Road, and Willie Street. Their website is igniteglassandgifts.com, igniteglassandgifts.com. Also sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie here in Dane County. Locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, great food, live music. Get all the details, the menu, and see what beers are on tap at fullmilebeercompany.com, fullmilebeercompany.com. Not many chances to see Mackenzie Moore perform live in Madison due to her moving to L.A. She'll be at the Harmony on February 2nd.
There was a time you could do no
Oh. All the buttons. All those stupid little buttons. Back to Mackenzie now.
There was a time you could do no wrong. When everything was perfect to me. Gave your heart and I held on. Kept it under a lock and key. Took aim and dropped the gun. Couldn't stop the bleed. It's not what I wanted. Didn't play my just let go. But when you've been haunted, moving on all the leaves you go. To sit out on the lawn, look up at the sky, talk about what it is we want, what we needed to try. One day I woke up and I was done. Still don't know.
just lie. So tell me, how does it feel to be alone? How does it feel now that you're on your own? Well, you're missing it from the start. It breaks you. You're missing it from the start. It breaks you. What you want to do? Ambition was the only love for you. So tell me, how does it feel to be alone? How does it feel now that you're on your own?
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,